Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here. To be with you, as always. Wally Bach is with us, too. I'm glad to have him here. Wally's our top online...
He may change his mind soon, folks.
He's our top online optimizer. He's the guy who helps us make sure we put our best foot forward online. He's the author of a brand-new book called What's the Big Idea? He's the author and the publisher of a weekly e-zine called Monday Memo, not to be confused with Tuesday's Memo. This is Monday's Memo. Wally, welcome back.
Hello, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back. I always enjoy showing up here and getting a chance to abuse you like you are.
Yeah,
to
yeah, and you do it so well, too, Wally. In fact, you're one of the best.
You I go down to one of my local big box stores, get a little abuse myself, and come back and share.
You know, between you and Floyd Hurd, you don't know Floyd Hurd, do you?
I think I'd better.
I got to get you guys introduced sometime, because between you and Floyd, I usually have control of my own show until you and Floyd join us, and then everything goes out the window.
Floyd sounds like my kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Hey, Wally, what's on your mind today? What are we going to talk about
today? Let's talk about eBay and auctions in general.
All right.
Because what's happened really in the last 6 months, I think, is we've started seeing eBay as more than an auction place. And I wasn't really aware of this. I was talking to one of my clients is an attorney in town, and he said, you know, one of the things that I like is that whenever I want some software, I just go on eBay and find it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always less. And I thought, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
And then we're working with another outfit that's a manufacturer out in the Midwest. It's in the automotive field, actually, and they're using it to sell off some of their specialized parts. Now, this is specialized within probably a small part of the automotive business.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of keeping the stuff in stock, they're able to get it out along the way. And what I'm seeing is a couple of things. I'm seeing people who have full-time businesses that they run on eBay. A friend of mine, Robert Woodhead, that does that. I'm seeing people who use it as a place to buy. So that when they're looking for a piece of equipment for their business, or they're looking for a book or something like that, eBay is the place that they go first.
Not that they only do business with eBay, but that's just one of the options that they now have.
It's one of the options. They can go on there. Now, I had that experience about a year ago. There was a book that I was looking for called The Seven Cultures of Capitalism,
mm-hmm.
which is
out of print.
Way out of print. And,
yeah.
And nobody's letting go of the ones they've got. I mean,
right.
It's a really incredible
book. And the idea, the possibility that you could find the one person in the world who would have that without an online auction is ridiculous. I mean, there's no chance.
It's even true. I went through the sites for that on some of the big antique book, rare book,
mm-hmm.
Out of print book sites. I've been on Amazon. I had no luck with that.
Right.
eBay. I checked it two or three times, and second or third time we hit it.
Yeah.
It was really cool. But there's that. Then there's one more thing. The other thing that got me really thinking about doing this morning is I'm starting to talk to people who are using eBay as an advertising tool.
Hmm.
In other words, they've got a business that sells a certain amount of stuff, or, whatever it happens to be.
Right.
And so they go on eBay to sell some stuff, but they also, while they're doing that, what they do is they have a link on there to their website. Okay. There's an outfit that we know nearby here, not one of my clients, that sells NASCAR and NHRA diecast memorabilia.
Right.
And so they'll put some stuff up on eBay, but they also have a link to their website.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen that more and more. I go there, and and look for a few things from time to time, and I've noticed that more and more sellers are actually putting those kinds of links back to their site. And guess what? I've used them. I've gone to their sites.
Okay, now think about this. If you've got something that sells that way, there's an advantage to you in selling on eBay, and there's an advantage to you selling elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, it turns out to be a both-and type strategy. The studies that we've done for one of our clients tell me that if what you've got is a rare item, I mean, a true collectible,
right,
then eBay is probably a better place to sell it than your own website.
I wouldn't be surprised. Hold on to that thought, Wally. Well, folks, what we're talking about here, online auctions, whether it be eBay or the others, provide you with something called dynamic pricing. And this is where, it's just an auction. You know what that is, but it's called dynamic pricing, and it's an outstanding option for you and your business. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how you can deliver profit to the bottom line through online auctions. Stay with us. 22.
Sitting in the morning sun.
We're back at 17:10. Thank you very much for joining us. Let me remind you about our show coming up straight ahead. Catherine Giordano is going to join us. She's a new friend. She's an outstanding entrepreneur, and I want her to tell you about her story. I want her to tell you about what she's accomplished, and I think we're going to learn some things from her. And I've met her through some folks who recommended her to me, and I know you're going to enjoy hearing what she has to say about how she created her business and has grown it, and how she's helping other people to do that, and that's coming up in the next hour. And then after that, Steve Wittenborn is going to join us. Steve is with IBM, and he's going to talk to us about some things some technology issues that I think you'll enjoy hearing about, and that's coming up in the next hour. Looking forward to getting those two on the show, both of them for the first time. Wally Bach is our guest, and this is not his first rodeo. He's been with us many times before, and he's
almost
the author
from the beginning.
That's right. That's exactly right. And folks, his book is called What's the Big Idea? And Wally, tell us where we can get it, please.
Actually, you can get it by going to the Mundy Memo website, www.mundymemo.net.
.com.net.
You will find a link there that will take you to lots and lots of information.
Yeah, a lot of articles. And don't forget to subscribe to his newsletter, which is called Mundy Memo. And it comes every Monday, imagine that. And so check that out. Wally, here's the thing that I want to establish. You know, you wanted to talk about auctions, online auctions, and I think they're really important for small businesses for this reason. Sales have been flat. It's been hard to grow sales. Our cost of doing business is going up. We can't raise our prices because we have no pricing power for a lot of different reasons. And so consequently, we're being squeezed out of our profit. And so what's happened is small business owners have cut as much as they can cut. And the only way to cut anymore and to try to still deliver profit on the bottom line, since it's so hard to increase our sales volume these days, is we have to cut the price of the things that we buy. And so our traditional purchasing outlets, our traditional vendors, give us one set of pricing that maybe works and maybe it doesn't work. Maybe we need used products. Maybe we need something used. We don't have to have a new one. We can use a used one. Where do we find those? So what online auctions are making available to businesses is the opportunity to lower the cost of acquisition of not only capital items but consumables as well, and in bulk, and we're able to do that and lower our overall operating costs, and lowering the impact on our working capital, and we're able to use the online auctions to improve our profitability. And that to me is what's the most exciting thing about any online auction, whether it be eBay or any of them.
I think you're right. I think, and it's the biggest impact if you're in a small market. As you know, I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina, which is where the hurricanes come to visit. And if you were here 10 years ago, you didn't have the options that somebody in Chicago or New York or San Francisco has.
Right.
I've got lots of clients where there's a pretty thriving market in used equipment, and there's people who buy stuff that they don't need right away. There's a way to get it out there, and you can pass it around. You got a lot of good want ads. What eBay does is it opens that kind of a market to somebody here.
Wherever
they are. And that's really incredible. And that's making it possible for a lot of folks, frankly, more on the information entrepreneur side, to not even be in a place this big.
Exactly.
to be out in the real country, you know, living in that farmhouse.
That's the story I've been telling wherever I speak, Wally, and I know you have too. The wherever you are phenomenon is incredible. But let me give you a specific example. Let's say you need a work truck. You want to buy a new truck. And so here's what you're going to do. You're going to come up with the specifications, and you're going to fax them to the Ford dealer and to the Chevrolet dealer and maybe the Toyota dealer. You're going to fax the specifications, and you're going to get a bid back from those car companies for this new work truck. Now, that's how I bought many trucks in my life that way. But here's what you're going to do now. You're going to do everything I just said, but you're also going to go online and see who has a work truck, a new work truck, for sale on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that what that's going to become is your, let's call it your fourth option that you didn't have 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, let me give you another example of how that works on a smaller scale. One of my clients is an outfit called Carolina Chemical Systems, a guy named Bill Tyndall runs. And Bill uses a lot of small valves. He works on chemical cleaning systems in the beverage industry primarily. Mm-hmm. But his business involves lots of small valves that go to work in these systems he works on. So one of the ways that he takes costs down is when it's time to pick up the stock on some of this stuff, he takes a swing by eBay to see what's there. Now, sometimes there's stuff and sometimes there isn't. But from his buying side, on something that's surplus to somebody else,
right,
that dynamic pricing you talked about is going to get him a better price.
Yeah.
You know, because it's somebody else's surplus. It's what I call the garage sale stuff. We don't really care if we get money for it. We just want somebody to haul it away.
Right.
You know, you can have it for cartage, guys. On the other side of that, if you're selling and you want to look at what to put on eBay to both to draw traffic and to make money, what you want to be putting there is something that's unique or nearly unique, something that's real high value, something that's special, you know, die-cast Dale Earnhardt thing. Because that's the sort of thing that's not only going to draw traffic. I'll finish it when we come back.
Go ahead.
Not only going to draw traffic, but it's also going to draw you a better price than you'd ever get by listing.
Exactly. And the other thing are the items that you can't find used easily, the esoteric items that you can't find used easily. You can find them in these online auctions, especially like eBay. Stand by. Quick break. 10 till. We'll be right back after these messages. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Wally Bach is our guest, and his website is mondaymemo.net. He's been on here so long, I know his website by heart. And don't forget to check out his book, What's the Big Idea, which is brand spanking new, and I certainly recommend it to you. Wally, let me throw out a couple of other things. We've talked about eBay because that's the one everybody knows about, but there are a couple others out there. There's ubid.com. The letter U, BID.com. There's also Yahoo, I think, has auctions, too.
Yep.
There's another place called, let's see, bids.com, BIDZ.com. So there are other online auctions out there. eBay's just a biggie, but I do know one thing about eBay, Wally. So many people, they did some research, and I've got my hands on this research. They did some research and found out that over half of their customers, of their users, used eBay for some business purpose. And so what they did, through that research, they went a little further and determined that it was worth their effort and to create a site that's for business. It's called ebaybusiness.com. And so that's a site that I'd like to tell you about and just a place to go noodle around on and find out if there's anything you want. Again, what I want to remind people about is there is – you know, there are elements to doing business in their own online auction. It's not as it's not as handy as your vendor, where you your regular vendor who you call up and tomorrow they bring you the stuff. You gotta watch the bid. You gotta decide how much you want to go. You want to bid. If you're the successful bidder, then you gotta arrange to have it brought to you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all those things, but what more people are finding out is that in some cases, in their year. They can save a lot of money by doing business with an online auction.
Yeah, let me suggest a way to look at that, too. If what you're looking at is mission critical, this is probably not the place to go for supplies.
Especially if you need it, if it's something that you've got to have. Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
That was my next point. Mm-hmm. If it's time critical, you definitely don't want to go. But, look at the way Bill does it with his valves. It's, I got to replenish stock. These are relatively standard things. I can take a swing and see if it's there. If it's there, I'm likely to get a much better price than otherwise.
Yep.
If you start using this stuff seriously, there's software out there to help you do it, and you're probably going to want it because it helps you get your bids in on time and so forth.
Tell us about that.
I haven't actually used it myself. I was talking to that business that I know that's nearby that does the diecast, mm-hmm. Dale Earnhardt's and stuff like that, and that was one of her pieces of advice.
I see.
That if you
don't know the name of the software.
No, but there's plenty of it available online. Geez, there's a dummies book on how to do an eBay business, for gosh.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you mentioned earlier off the air that you needed to remind us something about the use of URLs online in the online.
Yeah, you got to watch that because eBay's got some pretty specific rules on what you can and can't do. It doesn't mean you can't do things that work for you because lots of people are doing it. But I would read the rules fairly carefully.
With regard to posting your URL on your bid?
With regard
to
posting your URL. Because if you violate that rule too much, they won't list you. And that's not a good thing.
Right.
So you walk that line. The other thing that I'd say to you, though, is also watch what's going on, because it seems to me that enforcement is getting much less strict as time goes on, because they're finding that they don't lose business and people really see that as an avenue of promotion.
Well, of course. I mean, to me, it's like if you'll notice more and more when you see a reference in a newspaper to somebody, they'll stick their email. I mean, their URL in there.
Oh,
I mean, it's not commercializing the reference. It's actually facilitating business.
Well, and there's something else too. And this is I wrote about this in Monday Memo last week, which is in part about eBay. And that's that this is a company that really does see themselves as a community of the people who buy and sell there.
Right.
And if anybody I know does a good job of listening to what the buyers and sellers have to say, this is the outfit that does it. And so what they are willing to do because of that very often is they've modified policies over the years. They put stuff in place and then, called it back or changed it based on the feedback they got.
Mm-hmm.
And they're real good at that. That's something that I really admire in them.
Well, and the main thing, folks, is to remember that if you're having problem with profitability, use the online auction alternative as an option, as one of the three or four or five options that you have. It's just another part of the discipline of being a business owner these days, and it's a good thing. Congratulations that you've got it available. Wally, thank you for joining us, for giving us this outstanding information, and for your time.
Fun as always, Jim.
It's always a pleasure. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, MondayMemo.net. Don't forget to check that out. His book is called What's the Big Idea? Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.